ויען דף, חל כימל עמד בייס, חצה גדוי להויסה בירושלים, דבזלוש חצה בירושלים בבייס יזק, הויסה נקרא. ולשם כל העדים מסקנצן, ועוד העדים הוא המחל השבס, went to this chatzer, ובזדן בויסקין אויסם שם, ובזדן בויסק את העדים דה. וסודש גדוי להיס אויסם להם בשביל שירגילים לובד. And they made large sudis to entice the Edom to come again. Barishayne lahay yazazim misham kol hayayim. In the beginning, whoever went was went chutz l'tchum. They remained in these chatzeres. Hiskin Rabban Gamliel azokin shemahalchim alpayim ama lachol ruach. So Rabbi Gamliel Azokin made a takone that even though they went chutz l'tchum, but since they went l'dvar mitzvah, so they're permitted to go alpayim amal l'chol ruach, and they have a din like anshei hiyam. Beloy elu bevad, not only edim who went chutz l'tchum to say edis, ala at chachoma bo liyalei, a midwife, a bo lahatl min hadleika, min hagayis, min hanor, min amapelis, Rei Eilu ka Anshei Ha'ir. They also have the same halacha like Anshei Ha'ir. V'yeshlam alpayim l'chol ruach. They have 2,000 amis l'chol ruach. Let us see Rashi. Chatzer gedoyla hoysa b'Yerushalayim kol ha'edim miskansim b'yayim ha'shabosh shechaleluhu lovoy u'lohoy. That they came there Shabbos, they were Machalo Shabbos, they came there to be made. Lehi Yisazim Misham, Lepi Sheyatzu Chutz L'Tchum, Ayayte Chutz L'Tchum, Ein Lei Ela Daladamis. He only has Daladamis. Min Hano, Shehu Godel Pisaim, the No, all of a sudden, overflowed, V'Shoytev Es B'nei Ha'ir V'Es Hayalodim. The Lashon is very difficult to understand. B'nei ha'ir v'es ha'yalodim. The Sifsei Chachamim wants to say that Rashi had a kasha, that there's a flood. So what these new people that are coming, why are they better than the people who are there already? What ensures them, what makes them better than the people who are already living in the ear? So therefore, Rashi says, he says, for some reason, B'nai Ha'ir is going on the Ziknei Ha'ir, the Chaylei Ha'ir, and the Yelodim is going on the small children. These people are unable to assist themselves, help themselves. So therefore, other people have to come to assist them. So they have this Kula, that even though they went Chutz L'Tchum, they have Alpayim Ama L'Chol Ruach. Zuktaisvis lehayuzozim isham lefi shahayitzei chutz l'tchum ein loy ella daladamis. He only has a schus to go daladamis. V'chol achotzer shuve kedaladamis, and the whole chotzer is nechshev kedaladamis. Kedisnan beperik mishay tziyuhu nosnuhu bedir v'soyar. Here it's speaking about that ba'oynis. They took him out of the tchum and they put him in a dir v'soya. So he has the whole dir v'soya. That's he only has a schus to be mahalach in the chotzer. But the ear he doesn't have a schus. There it's speaking about that there were shepsin that went out of their tchum. They went to the city of Mevrachta. Shekol ha'ir shuva lahem ki daladamis. There the whole ear has a din of daladamis. Zektois was haino be'ir ha'mukefis mechitzis. They're speaking about that the whole ear was mukef mechitzis, so then the whole ear has a loch of daladamis. V'hoch ha'b'Yerushalayim, and here we're speaking about Yerushalayim lacha shepotzu bo yevonim pirtzis. V'chshiva kirshu sarabim kedisaper kamaitzi tvilin. So memeles ha'Yerushalayim, after the pirtzis, So that it doesn't have a din of a dalad al dalad. Since it's not mukiv mechitzis, some of the pirtzis you had the poritz meruba loimid, so memele, so it doesn't have a din of dalad al dalad. Zektaisves umiyu ashkechon, we do find here the cheshuve kedalad amis af beloy mechitzis. That the whole ear is considered dalad amis, afilo the ear is not mukiv mechitzis. Kedisnan bepeiri keitzad ma'abrim, noisnin karfef le'ir, that, and you start being moided the tchum after the karfef. But it seems a stam ear doesn't say that the ear was mukif mechitzes. The karfef is also not mukif mechitzes. It seems that the ear and the karfef has a din for the b'nei ha'ir kedalad al dalad, and afterwards you start counting the tchum. All Eitznan, we learned a nice name, a ruvai b'seich ibura shal ear, loy osa v'loy klum. The chelik of the ear, that's called ibura shal ear, that's nitois of ala ear. So if a person put his erev tchumim over there, loy osa v'loy klum, because that's the ear. So the erev was not koine adumokim shvisa from him, because the whole ear, plus the ibura shel ear, that's the ear, and he had this before putting the erev there. So what do we see from this? So we see from this that this halacha, if an ear has a halacha of dalet al dalet, depends. If we're speaking about a person who's bo el toicha ear michutz letchum, so then the ear does not have a din of dal. Dafke the chotzer, a mukiv mechitzis has a din of dal. But an ear that's not mukiv mechitzis does not have a din of dal. Leidach kise, legabe, the bnei ha'ir, those who are living in the ear, so then the whole ear plus the ibura shel ear have a loch of dal. The imlin yin yoytze chutz letchum, Nami noisem loy kolir kulay me bura kedal damas im kem beloy mechitzis nami tachshiv kulay kedal damas. So, and it would seem nitazai, it would seem from the Mishneh that they weren't allowed to go out of the chotzer. Lehoy is ozem misham. So, vais tachoyis. Lehoy, that's what Taisis means to say. So, Taisis means to say that lehoyre, the din dalid al dalid, that an ear is nechshem ke dalid al dalid, depends. The gabi the bnei ear, a fellow without a mechitzer has a din of dalid al dalid. The gabi hayoytzi chutz letchum, it doesn't have a din of dalid al dalid. So what was Rabbi Gamliel Mesakin? Shema halchin alpayim amo lechol huach. Ha de loy choshiv lo bepeirikame de beye. Gabi dvorim shehitiru soifon mishum tchilosom. That is a memra of an amoire that reckons ois all the cases that they were matter soifon mishum tchilosom, in order that one should not be meineya because of a multitude of reasons, the Chazal gave a teirim. So l'chay refrektach taisis, we have here another case. We have a case, our Mishneh. Our Mishneh is also, they were matter in order that the Edim should want to be meyed, so they were matter that they have the So why didn't the Gemara bring down this as one of the cases? Emphatisvis, Mishum de Bahach, it is a grais in Taisvis, and Taisvis Arosh Taitazay, and the Rishash wants to be Magib, and Taisvis Arosh Taitazay Klo like that. Mishim de Bahach loy kemash melon midi, de mas nisen him. There is a memra of Amiroim, an Amire, that rechenzais all the cases that he tiru saifa mishim trilosan. So the Gemara asks on each case, my kemash melon, there's a Mishnah, what's that's the milzogen? It's all these are Mishnayas. So there the Gemara says that he's telling us a chiddush noisaf, which we don't know from the Mishnah. Masha'ein came over here. That just to bring down this Mishnah to tell me here's a new case of, another case of a tirus saif mitchilosom, there's no reason to bring it. The akol hani dahosim parich tanino. Umishani lund, the Gemara answers paker, that he wants to tell us a rebusa. Yeah. Zogt the Gemara. Iboy elohu, beis yazek tnan, oi beis yizok tnan. Beis yazek tnan, lishna ma'alyo. It's a loshen. It was a mokim that was surrounded with a geder. I do my base yizaknan lishna de tzarahu. Kedersiva hu also bozikim. So this the shame hamokim that it have a base yizak. It's a mokim tzar. An imprisoned place, it's like a place of the imprisoned, or it's a choshev emokim. Amar Abaye Toshma, Sudeis G'dayleis haya oisim lahem sham, kidei shirgilim lovoi. So, Vaistais, they wanted to make that the Edom should be comfortable. So, Lechair, if they wanted the Edom to be comfortable, so Lechair, the place would not be called Abais Yizok. I mean, that's, it's a prison, it's a pstiridik. And for the Gemara, no, dilmi tarti havi obdibu, no. Lemaise, it was a prison take, because before the Takonis Ram Gamliel was take a prison, lehoye zozim yishom. So they wanted to take away the difficulties of this prison, so they gave big sudis, but it's no raya that the mokim was take a prison. That's what the Gemara says. Zogt Rashi, vayaz keyu hain siyogoy begeder avonim soviv soviv beigul kemoy tabas. Lishne de tzara al shem sha'asurim, since they're imprisoned there, keilu bozikin, sha'ein zozin misham kolayim, they can't get out of the chotzer. Sudis gedoilis, amalei havelu tzara. Sigmo says, no, dul metarti ava ovdi buhu. Zuktaisvis, oidulme lishne de tzara, perish bekuntris mishum sha'al shem sha'asurin, since they were imprisoned there, ke'ilu bozikin, like they're chained there, she'enu zozem misham kol ayayim kulu. V'haynu, koidim de iskin ram gamliel, she'mehalchim apayim amo l'chol ruach. The shame was, this is the shame that it had before Takonis Ram Gamliel. So that's the shail of the Gemara. Maybe they called it Beis Yizok. V'koshe my maisi misudas gdoilis, ha'akol choch koidim Ram Gamliel, hochi havet. So Taisvis seems to be asking on Rashi as follows. The tzad that they should call it Beis Yizok was because it was a prison, you couldn't get out. So, what was the havamin of the Gemara? So the Gemara says they gave good sudas. I mean, Mayin Shemitah Leitzah Har Sinai. The tzad was that it's called Beis Yizok because it's a prison. I mean, so what, how are you push at that? The Gemara doesn't flow. Yeah. And Taisus doesn't want to say that that's the Dichuya Gemara. Yeah, lekach nired mi boile I oisei mokeim tzalahem oi marvach. So Taisvus says the Gemara called a different shal. The Gemara didn't go into the problem that they can't, the Gemara did not go into the problem that they can't go out. The Gemara declared the etzem mokeim was the mokeim, etzem mokeim was it a mokeim marvach? Was it a breite mokeim? Al kaponim and that mokeim Where they were, it was a mokim marvach, or the fakelta, it was taka mokim tzar. It's a very small mokim. Umaisi raya de marvach. So the Gemara says, Mestomo was a marvach dike mokim. Mestomo was a marvach dike mokim, because you see, they wanted that people should be comfortable there, so this delus ayayisim shom. Now, this next, chelik of Taisvis is a very difficult Taisvis. That's to me, the best pshat I saw is in Chochmas Manoyach. But let us see how Taisus goes further. Vim Toima, kiven de iso Shabbos olayu, hayich yoitzin michotza lochotza. Now, what is Pshat and Tosfos Kasha? So let us see the Chochmas Manoach 1 minute. The Chochmas Manoach says as follows. Makshe, the Chochmas Manoach is in Daf Ches after page 14. Daf Ches Amad Aleph, after the Gemara. So the Chochmas Manoach explains as follows. Makshe lefi perushoi, shepirish the miboy lay itzar imalt. The Gemara clarified the shaila, this etzem chotza, was it a comfortable chotza, was it a small place, was it a large place? So they said a kash, Rebbe Masnissen kore chotza. The Mishnah calls it a chotza. The chotza yesh loy shir. A chotza, it has a certain shir. Shafilu kaufev ene yoysa mi beis osoyim. So a chotza which is smaller than a kaufev is zicha less than that. Vim kain, my mi boy, harei pshite boy de malbe, a kochecho yitzalem, bi lav lav. That means chotza vinisht vi, there's a maximum size, it wasn't called a chotzer has a certain size, a maximum size. So memela, you're asking, you're clearing a shaila, was it tsar or malvich? So it depends. If a lot of Edom came, fashteitzich, it was tsar. If a few Edom came, it was malvich. But you're clearing out the mokim mitzadatme or kochach was tsar, because it's a chotzer. That was Tosfos Kasha. Oy shemo hayu yechaylem lotzeis lechatzeres acherim. Maybe they had episalupo that they were permitted to leave this chutz and to go into other chatzeres shayepsuchim lo im zeh hachutz tzalem b'mkenei yitamid yoishim berevach. So that's the other tzad. The tzad is maybe they were able to go to other chatzeres. So whenever there was a crowd, they could always go into another chatzer. So lemaisa was a malvach situation. That was how Tosfos understood the Gemara. Frek Tosfos v'im taima. What's the other tzad? Kiven the iser Shabbos olayu hayich yoytzi mechatzer lechatzer. How can they go out? Lemaisa der yoytzi chutz letchum. So they can only be in this chotza, which is dal dal dal. So how can they go out to the chatzeres? Yesh loyma emphatizes. Given the koydim the potsu boy chaylum laleches b'cholia. Before they made pirtzus and chaymish Yerushalayim. So then the holier had a din of dal dal amas. Dal dal dal. Is gam ato mishen ifritzom. Even though now it was Nifritzo, so they did not give the whole ear a din dalid al dalid. The Elo's a bissel shver, maybe afal pikein. Kame me voice vechatzeos hapsuchim loisei chotze sheyoshom lahalach bem kar ba'amis. That's the tzad of the Gemara. Could be it was a mokim marvich. That since Yerushalayim had once a heter of dalad dal dalad, so even though now this heter fell off, about koponim, the chatzeres which were pesuach to this chotzer, they gave it a din as one big chotzer, a memele, so they were permitted to go into all the chatzeres. So it could be that's why it was called Beis Yazik, not Beis Yizok. Zok the Mishnah weiter. Keitzad boitkin esa eidim. How were they boitik the eidim? Zug shebo rishain boitkin oise rishain. The first zug, they were first boitik. The first ones that came, they were boitik them first. Umachnisin esa godol shebehem. Boimrim loy emmer keitzad roisa esa lavona. How did you see the lavona? Lifnei hachama oili acher hachama. We'll see in Rashi, in the Gemara further, exactly what these questions mean. Litzfoyna oy ledroima, kama hoyo gavoya, ulaayin hoyo noite, vekama hoyo rochov. These were the questions that were placed to the Eidim. Im oma lifnei hachama loy oma klum. Va'ache kach hoyo machnisen es hasheini. They brought in the second one, Boit Kenoise, Nimso Devrei Mechuvonim, Eidusan Kayemes, They weren't chayke bederish so much. Loisha yitzrichem lem, alakadesh lo yeitzu bepachay nefesh, bishvil shi yehi regilem lovoy. Before we learn Rashi, let us look in the Sifsei Chachomim, Daf Lamed Vov Lamed Aleph. He has there two tziyurim. And one tziyur, he shows the Mahalach HaChama. The Chama, we'll see sometimes starts and the Keren Mizrachis Tzefoinis, and in the morning it starts from Keren Mizrachis Tzefoinis. It goes to the Ruach Mizrach, Keren Mizrach is Droimis, it goes down Dorim, then it goes to Meiriv, and in the summer it can end to Keren Tzvoinis Marovis. That's the Mahalach HaChama in the summer. B'yoymei Nisin u'b'yoymei Tishrei, so then the Chama does not start Keren Mizrachis Tzvoinis. The Chama starts be'emtza ha-mizrach n'l'sheikeya be'emtza ha-mayrif. B'yimois ha-kshomim, the Chama starts, rises keren mizrachis dreimis and ends keren dreimis marobis. So these are the different hiluchei ha-chama in the yimois ha-kshomim, in the yoymei nisim v'tishrei, and yimois ha-chama. Now, let us see Rashi, and we'll try our best. Zogt Rashi. Keitzad boitkin es ha'edim lifnei ha'chama. Zogt Rashi. Ha'chama oileches la'olam, the hiloch ha'chama is mi'mizrach ledorim. It goes, in the Sifsei Chachomim we'll see, it goes from Mizrach to Dorim, the Soivev El Tzofen, and then it's Soivev El Tzofen, that means Ruach Tzefoinis, it is not visible, Hoylech means when the people on earth see it, so it's Hoylech El Dorim, it always goes to Ruach Dreimis, it goes to Ruach Dreimis, and that's what it always does. The Ruach Tzvoinis is Soivev El Tzofen. That means a chelik of the Ruach Tzvoinis, it is not visible. So that's why it's not called Hoylech, it's called Soivev. That's your Soid Aleph. V'halevona eina niris b'yayim shloishim li'oylam ela somoch l'shkiya sachama. Now Rashi says a second yesod, the levone is never seen b'yayim shloishim la'olam ela somoch l'shkiya sachama, somoch l'shkiya sachama, shemitoich shehi daka, since the levone, when it first becomes visible, uktano einei niris ba'oid shehachama b'gvuroso. Kozman the Chama is b'gvuroso, so memela you can't see the levone. Yeah. So Rashi says over here, Valvona einai niris b'yayim shloishim la'olam, helasamuch l'shkiya sachama, shemitoich shehi dako, since the new moon is very small, uktano einai niris b'yayim shachama b'gvuroso. Period. Now, this statement of Rashi, the Tosfos Rid says he doesn't understand Rashi. He says, Rashi says, Ashrekelech Hazach. Rashi says, the 30th day, you can only see the sun, Samuch Lishkiya, you can only see the Levana, Samuch Lishkiya Sachama. So he says, how would they ever Mekadosh the 30th day? The Eidim had to see the Levana, they had to come to Bezdin, there were Drishis Achkiris, and everything was before the Shkiya. How could it be such a thing? He doesn't understand Blaz Bat Tzorchin and Rashi. That's what Rashi says this year. So, the Zefek the Tais was writ. I mean, okay, but the Zefek the Rashi and the Frekta. A weiter. Now let's go a little further. Midaloi ketoni le mizrocha oi le marove.
Since the Mishnah, they asked the Edom, as follows. They asked the Edom, is it Litzofen or Lidorim? That was the second question. Litzfoina or Lidroima? Yeah. But they didn't ask him, Liz Mizrach or Lamarove. Shma mino einiris lohem bidorim. That the Levona is not, the Chama, and the Levona is not niris lohem bidorim. That means as follows. Let us look at the Sifsei Chachamim again, Lamedvo. Let us look at the Sifsei Chachamim Lamedvo. Now, he has over here the Chama, and the picture is not a good picture, where he has the Chama, it looks like it's a two half circles, but this is the Chama. So he made the Chama, Rashi is saying Bishashki Yoso. Bishashki Yoso, it is the Chama's already Keren Droimis Marovis. Bishashki Yoso, it's Keren Droimis Marovis. That means it's in Mairiv already. So if the Chama is in Mairiv, so then we could ask a Shaila about the Levone, if the Levone was more towards Tzofin or more towards Dorim. That means that the Chama is towards Mairiv, so then we could ask, was the Levone in Dorim or Tzofin of Dorim or Tzofin of the Chama? Masha Einkein, if the Chama would have been in Dorim, so then the Shaila would have been, is the Levona Mizrach or Mairiv to the Chama? Because we'll see later, sometimes the Levona is behind the Chama, sometimes the Levona is ahead of the Chama. So if the Chama would have been Bidorim, so then behind or ahead, would the question would be, is it Mizrach or Mairiv? But since the Chama, Bishashki Yoso, is already Mairiv, so then when we're asking a Shaila, was the Levona behind the Chama or after the Chama, so the question is it Dorim or Tzofen? Is it Dorim or Tzofen of the Chama? That's what Rashi says over here. Yeah, mida loiktoni le mizrocha oyle marove. Since it does not say in the Mishnah, was the Chama the Mizrach or the Mairev, which would be was the Levona the Mizrach of the Chama or the Mairev of the Chama, which would mean before the Chama or after the Chama, shma minay niris lahem bedorim, that the Chama and Levona was never bedorim, that they were towards Mairev already. They're towards Mairev, so now if it's ahead of the Chama, if the Levona is ahead of the Chama, so that's called the Tzofen of the Chama. If the Levona is behind the Chama, so it's called bedorim. The Kasal Kedaitach, the Gemara held, Shoyushoyelim Esa Eidim Imra'uha Mahaleches Lifnei Chama. That was the Shaila. Was the Levone before the Chama, that means ahead of the Chama, Oilachel? So what does that mean? Litzfoino Shel Chama Reiso Iso? Because if we'll look at the picture, that means the Chama was going, this Chama started the from Mizrach, Tzofen Mizrach, the Samach started from Mizrach, and was Shekeya b'mayre. So Mamela, the Shaila was, if the Levona was ahead of the Chama, that means the Chama is now going towards Tzofen. It's in Mayrev, and it's going towards Tzofen. So if the Levona was ahead of the Chama, so the Levona was Bitzvayna Shalachama. If the Levona was behind the Chama, so it's Bedroima Shalachama. So the Gemara is going to ask Akashim, that's what Rashi is explaining now. The Mishnah says we asked them two kashas. Kasha number one was lifnei achama la'acha achama. Was the Levona ahead of the Chama or behind the Chama? Kasha number two, litzvoina l'droima, is a repetitious kasha. That's the same kasha. If it's ahead of the Chama, so it's towards Tzofen. If it's behind the Chama, it's towards Dorim. So that's what Rashi says. So the Gemara parich, lifnei achama, einde litzvoina. So Rashi explains Nachem, Moshe Einochin Livdaik V'Lishoil, im lidroima, you can only ask a kasha if it's lidroima oy letzvoina, ala bizman sheshneyem achama bavona b'mayrit. If both of them are now beruach marovis, so b'meila, so now the shayla, is it ahead? Is it in front of the cham or behind the cham? And I can ask a shayla. Shim heim bedorim, if the cham would be bedorim, is ein yochel liyos loylet tzvayna v'loylet droyma. That means if they're going in a path, and shayla, which one is ahead, which one is behind, el oylem is roch, oylem arove. Shein b'mayrev, but when both are b'mayrev, say the levone inside the chama b'mayrev is im lifnei acham, if he's in front of the chama, huzel litzvoino. So memele, so then it's called the tzofen of the chama. Why? Sharei litzat tzofen heim choluchim. That is the path now. Say the chama, say the levone are going towards tzofen. It's Saivev El Tzofen. So Mela, if it's ahead of the Chama, so it's more northern than the Chama alone. Vim Lach Rehi, Arezel Etzadorim. So Mela, so that's going to be the Gemara's Kasha, Lachayre, these two Kashas are repetitious. Lefoneo is Litzvoino, and Lachayo is Lidroimo. Kamo Hoyo Gavoya Min Ha'oretz Lefirias Einecha. If it's in front of the chama, and they're all going now towards tzofin, so the levone is litzvoina shel chama. Hainu la'achar achama, hainu l'droima. So what are the two shailas? So Abaye said, no. The first shaila is a different shaila. Lifnei achama does not mean, if it's ahead of the chama. Pegimoso, the pegime of the levono, lifnei achama, is it facing the chama, Oyli achar achama, or is it away from the chama? Im omar lifnei achama, if he said that it is lifnei achama, loy omar klum. So then, he didn't say anything apostle aid. So let us see the Gemara again. Hainu lifnei achama, hainu litzvoin, hainu lach achama, hainu lidroima. Omar rabbi, no, lifnei achama means something else. Pegimosa lifnei achama, oyli achar achama. Is the pgime, the indentation, the chelik hashochel, the chelik that's not lit, is that facing the chame, or is it away from the chame? Imam alif neyachame, if he said that the pgime is facing the chame, so then the tzichaneid posel. The omar rabbi yochanan, my dechsiv, Hamishel v'fachad imoy. The Rebbeinu Shalom has the memshola. The Rebbeinu Shalom has the yire. Oise shalom b'mroimov. Me oilam loiroaso chamo pgimoso shalavono. The chamo never saw the pgima of the levono. V'loi pgimoso shal keshes. And the chamo never saw the pgime of a rainbow. Pgimoso shel levono. Why didn't the chama see the pgime shel levono, the chelik of a levono that is not lit up? The chol shodaito. That because the levono will have chalishas hadas. Pgimoso shel keshes. Why didn't the chama see the pgime of the keshes? That the keshes is like a bow. So if the pgime of the keshes would be facing the chama, the loyremru oidei hachama giri ko mishadye. So that means it would look like the chama is shooting arrows. It's like the chama is holding the bow and the pegima of the bow is facing the chama. So that's why the pegima of the bow never faces the chama. It's the other way around. Now, this is a difficult gemara. The Taisvis Rid asks Akasha, now we're learning this Gemara, the Gemara says that this, why the Avishna made that the Chama doesn't see the Pegime Shel Levone, Kadesh, like a Cholsha Dato, that the Levone shouldn't have Chalishas Hadas. So the Taisvis Rid asks, the Levona doesn't have any oil whatsoever. The only oil the Levona has is what it reflects from the sun. So Memele, the Chama never saw the Pegima of the Levona. Whatever the Chama sees, that lights up. Whatever is away from the Chama doesn't light up. Why is it that the Chama never saw the Pegima of the Levona? So the Taisvis Rid asks this kasha. The Ritva brings down, others ask this kasha. The Ritva says, Sheboro haboire bederech ahu mitnei ha'inyen hazeh, v'lav le'meimre shelo yodu chazal tam hadovo v'tiboy. That's true. The way it is now situated, Fashteitzach the Chama can't see the Begimish Elavona. But it seems, Aistis, that's why the Abish the Maid, that's how it is, Lamaisa. But it seems that the Levona has a Begime, and there would be a Chalishas Hadas to the Levona if this Begime would be nearer to the Chama. So the Rabbi Shabbat in such an oven, the Fakert, that is the that's why it is made this way. Chazal are telling us the Yesod, why it is made this way. It is made this way that shouldn't be Chalishas Adas from the Levon. Zogt Rashi, Hainu Livne Hachama, Hainu Litzvoyna, Achad Emilsi, Kedefrishis Leil. Pegimoso Livne Hachama, Poine Litzad Hachama, the Pegime is that facing the Chama, Eletzad Acher. Alok Tani Seif, Imam, Alif Neachama, if the Pegim is facing the Chama, Liam Aklum, the Ma'ilam, Loiroaso, Chama, Pkimoso, Shalavon. Loiremo, Ivdeho, Oivdemesa, Chama, Giri, Komishadia, Hachama, Hazois, Chitzim, Huyoire. The Chama is shooting arrows. Lilochim bekoifrim bo. Shayoyre bekeshes was a person who was shooting arrows with a bow. His noisen pgimes akeshes letzat pono. So the pgimes akeshes is facing him. That's how you shoot arrows. So if the pgimas akeshes would be facing the chamo, so the oivdei achamo would say, so we see that the chamo is fighting with the koifrim boy. So that's why the Rebbein Shalom made that it should be fakel. Giri kom mishadye. So Taisvis asks that l'chayre, according to this lomdis, so it should be the same by the Levona also. That the Levona should not see the pegima of the keshes, kidei that the shalayimru oivdeha, that giri kom mishadye. The Taisus Belavona in Lochosh Imroya Pegimas Akeshes, then Keshes Elabayim. The rainbow is only by day. Was a Lavona Kishrage Betiris, and then you don't see the Lavona in Gansen. Vleyomre Oivdeo Giri Komishadye. When you see the Lavona or the Cham and its brilliance, and then you can say, it's the Haknaker, it's shooting, it's a Malabos. But the Levona by day is no Memshola and no Koyach, so therefore there's no Shash Sheyimru Eivodeho Giri Komishadya. Zogt the Gemara weiter. Kama Yegevoy Lono Yenoite Tone Chaden Alochere. This is going on the beginning of the Mishnah. By the Litzvoina Oile Droima. Tane Chodo, Litzvoina Dvorov Kayomim, Lidroima Loyom Aklum. That if the Eidim say that the Levana was Tzofin of the Chama Borov Kayomim. Lidroima, if they said that it was Dorim of the Chama, Loi Amaklum. That means Tzofin means ahead of the Chama, that's good. Behind the Chama, Loi Amaklum. Frag the Gemara, Vasanya Ibche, we learned of a Kelte Bereise. Lidroima, Dvorov Kayomim, Litzvaina, Loi Amaklum. So the Gemara, Loi Kashe, Kan be Mois Achama, Kan be Mois Akshomim. Zogt Rashi, Kan be Mois Achama, Kan be Mois Akshomim. Be Mois Achama, Kigoin, Be Yoim Oruch, Shelt Kufas Tamus. B'mayis HaChama, you have a long day of Tkufas Tamuz. Now in the Sivshei Chachamim, Daf Lamed Vav, we could see it more or less what Rashi is going to say now. That B'mayis HaChama, that a long day, is B'yayim Orish of Tkufas Tamuz, Chama Shaykas L'Soif Mayrev L'Tzad Tzofen. The Chama goes down, that means the Chama, it encircles the whole Ruach Droimi, Kemat the whole Ruach Marovi, and enters Tzofen. That means the Chama sets Beruach Tzofen Mairev. That's where the Chama sets. Chama Yoytes B'yayim Oruch, B'shekas B'yayim Chama Yoytes B'yayim Oruch, B'shekas B'yayim Oruch, Ze pnei tzofen. The Chama rises tzofen mizrach and sets tzofen mayrib. Yoytzeis b'yoyim kotzer v'sheikas b'yoyim kotzer zeu pnei dorim. So in winter it rises mizrach dorim and it sets dorim mayrib. Nissen v'tishrei, chama yoytzes b'chatzi mizroch, v'shoykas b'chatzi mayrev. And Nissen v'tishrei, which the day and night are equal, so memela the chama rises in the middle of mizroch, chatzi mizroch, n'shoykas in the middle of mayrev, so then you have an equal day of 12 and 12 hours. So Rashi weiter. Kufas nissen hayoim v'alaylo shovim. Chama yoytzeis b'chatzi mizrach. U'maleches chatzi mizrach. V'chol dorim. So that means it rises chatzi mizrach. Then u'maleches it goes chatzi mizrach. V'chol dorim. It goes the whole ruach droimi. V'chatzi mayrit. And then it goes chatzi mayrit. V'sheikas. Uba laylo, and at night, so yveves lemaylo minakipe. That means the rest of the ruach, it finishes mayrib, bechol tzofin, vechatzi mizrach. At night it goes, it covers these ruchais, vezeireches, and it starts shining the next day. But, ulemachros, but the next day, Hischil hayoim liyois zoireyach ma'at mikeneged chatzi mizrach letzat sofim. That means the next day, the chama starts going a mashahu towards tzofim. That means, so the day is going to be a mashahu bigger. It's because it's going to rise a mashahu towards tzofim. So rises not mamish chatzi mizrach, a mashu towards tzofen. So it rises a little earlier. And it's going to set also towards tzofen. So it's not going to, so memele, so we have a hoysofe, and the yoim, mishas zrichosai, and mishas shkiyosai. That is the next day, that's the next day. Zerech ma'at, lemochos, ischel ayoim liyei zereyach, מעט מכנגד חצי מזרח לצד צופן, ושקי להולון מחצי מיירב לצד צופן. וכן כל יום ויום נמשכס מעט, it moves a משהו further towards north, בין בזריחה, בין בשקיה, it's going towards north. Uchshemegia Yoim Tkufas Tammuz, when it reaches Yoim Tkufas Tammuz, it seems that is the biggest day in the year. He zayrachas bekeren mizrochis sefoinis. So then the zriche starts bekeren mizrochis sefoinis. Umaaleches gimel ruchais. So it goes during the day three ruches. Zvainis mizrochis, then you have dot. Vishoikas. And the chamo ish shoikeya. Bekeren Tzvoinis Marobis. That is the day of Tkufas Tammuz. So Memele, so it rises, it's Tzvoinis Mizrochis, and it sets Tzvoinis Marobis. That is the largest day in the year. Umisham ve'elach, but from then, Hayomim Mismatim, the days get smaller. Va'achamonim Sheches Ma'at, that means from Chodesh Nisan was going north. Now, before the beginning of Tkufas Tammuz, it starts going in a southern direction. Nimsheches ma'at ma'at bizrichoso ubishkiyoso letzadorim. So the day starts later and the night comes earlier. Urshemagia tufas tishrei, when it comes tishrei, yoitzeis bachatzi mizrach, vishoikas bachatzi mairet. So it starts already, so Tkufas Tishrei and Tkufas Nisan, the Chamo is in the same position, Chatzi Mizr, Chatzi Mayer, Vayoyim V'Layla Shov. But it is still going now in a southern direction. V'oid Moisheches V'Oileches L'tzad Dorim, at Tkufas Tevis, till Tkufas Tevis, which then that is the shortest day in the year, V'oise Hayoyim Yoitzeis B'Keren Mizrochis Droimis, then it goes out Mizrochis Droimis Vishaikas Bekeren Droimis Marovis. And afterwards Umisham Ve'elech Nimsheches Lachayreo. Then after Tkufas Tevis it starts going in a northern direction. Lutzatz Tzofen Lizrichoso Marbe hilucha litzat sofin ma'at v'sheikatz. V'chein tomit at kufas nisen. Till we go back now, we have to tkufas tevis, till tkufas nisen. Sheyaitzis bachzi mizrech v'sheikatz bachzi mayr. Nimtzeis, zogt Rashi yazim. Bimois hachamo. During the summer, mahaleches, the sun goes, now we're talking about the shkiyas hachamo, Roiv Ruach Marovis, it goes Roiv Ruach Marovis, Lifnei Shkiyos, before the Shkiyah, it goes Roiv Ruach Marovis, Upamim Kulo, and sometimes it goes Vakert, it goes till Marovis Tzvainis, it goes the corner of Marovis Dreimis. So Memele, that is Marovis Tzvainis, I'm sorry, it goes Marovis Tzvainis, it goes till Marovis Tzvainis. V'chol yemoisak shomim, eine maleches al miut mairev. It just can mamish touch mairev. Upomim sheine nichneses boy el adovamut. So memele, the sun is flexible. The sun sometimes can be before the ruach, droimis marovis. It could be before that ruach. And it's just beginning to enter Ma'ariv. It's finishing the hekif of Dorim, and it's entering Ma'ariv. Amol, that's in the winter, and in the summer, the sun could be, it finished Ma'ariv, and it's going towards Sofen. So the sun is flexible. Now Rashi says, Va'alevono lo'oilom b'chidusha b'keren marovis d'roimis. The Levona is always in one place, Peshas Techidush, it is Keren Droimis Marovis. Now, will the Levone be in front of the Chama or behind the Chama? It depends on which season of the year you're speaking about. The Levone is Kibua V'Kaiba. The Levone is Droimis Marovis. It entered Ruach Marovis already. And it's Droimis Marovis. In the winter, the Chama never entered Ruach Marovis, or in the Ascholus of Ruach Marovis. So in the winter, so the Chama, the Levone, is in front of the Chama. in the summer that the Chama went up to Marovis Tzvoinis, and the Levon is Marovis Droimis, so it's behind. So it's behind. So Rashi, Lavona Loilam Bechidusha Bekara Marovis Droimis. The Levon is always in one market, Ilka. Bimois Hakshomim Shaina Chama Nichneses Lemairo. Ela Bishkiyosa, first enters Mayre Bishkiyosa, Halavona Kaidemis Lesoicha Mayre. The Levona is before the Chama, it's in front of the Chama. Nim says Levona Bitsofain. So the Levona is Bitsofain of the Chama. Because the Chama said over here already, and the Levona is Bitsofaino. Nimt es aber mit Zoff. Ob ich mal ich sag Hamo, sag Hamo bei Meirev Arbeim. So hi kei dem es alle Wanne, berei wach dosch im Lutzad Zoffen. So then, during the summer months, so the Levone is much ahead of the Chama is much ahead of the Levone. Nimt es Levone bedorem. So that is pshat in the two bereises. Let us see Taisvitz. Tashali, Tani Chodo Litzvoina Dvorov Kayomim. So Taisvis Koshali. So here, Taisvis had, if the Levona is ahead of the Chama, so Taisvis didn't understand why isn't it that the Levona, why isn't it that the Chama is seeing the Pegima of the Levona? The Dorish of Yechonelah, Oise Shon Bimroima, Ma'olam Leiroso Chama, Pgimioso Shalavona, Uch Shalavona Lifnei HaChama, if the Levona is in front of the Chama, Uch Pgimas Alavona Bechidusha, La'olam Kape Mizroch, the Pgime is always Klape Mizroch, Uboy Roya Hachama Pigima Isel. So the Chama should see the Pigima of the Levona. The Rabbi Eliyahu Bar Shloime Mirgugush Her Ani, the Bishnei Galgalim Haim, Chama Levona, the two different circuits, Tachsame means to say, the Yechoilo Liyois Ria Salvona Lifnei Hachama, it is possible, one is not a steer to the other. It is possible that the Levone should be Lifnei HaChama. Chamei Neroye Pegima Yiseo. V'afal Pekin, the Chama does not see the Pegima of the Levone. Shegalgol HaLevone Lemato Migalgol HaChama. It's underneath it. Shulamayla Mimenu. L'chachmei HaMazolois Ze Poshut. So that means, if you ask an astronomer, Sebdafas Nishtarayin Lengen in Ateisvus. If you have it in front of you, it's Poshut. Let's just go a little further. Tana Rabbonim. Echad Oimer Govoya Beis Mardois. Now this was a Mardas was a long pole. And we're asking when a person was looking was looking towards the horizon, he saw the Levona was somewhat to the horizon, so we asked him how tall was it? So if Echadoyme Gavoye Beis Mardois, Echadoyme Gimel, Eidusam Kayemes. So because there, that's now called Hakroshe. People are toye between Beis and Gimel. Echadoyme Gimel, Echadoyme Hei. But if one said there was such a difference in height, then it's Eidusam Beteilo, Avo Mitztarfen Leidus Acheres. But the Mitztarf Leidus Acheres. Let us see Rashi. Zogt Rashi, Avo mitztarf im Leidus Acheres, Echme mitztarf im Eid Acher, Sheyoymar kemoysoy. That if there'll be another Eid that says like him, will be mitztarf. Now, in order to understand Rashi, we have to see Taisus. Avo mitztarf im Leidus Acheres. The Taisus says like, Leman di Omar, this it's very interesting. Taisus brings a Gemara in Shavuos. It says a machloikis amayroim Rav Chisda and Rav Huna, if you have three kitois, makrishois zeh, but you may have one kataitis, Reuven and Shimon, Levi Yehuda. Reuven Shimon says lova, Levi Yehuda says loy lova. Now, we hear such a case, we know Klo, that one of them is zich Elias, that's for sure. He says lova, he says loy lova. So one of them is a liar. Now the shaila is, which one is the liar? That's a good question. So one man, the yomar, we don't know. So what do we do halachically? So one man, the yomar, says, we don't know which one is the liar. Each one is a cheskas kashrus. So if I can't, each one, pashteitza, that Reuven cannot be say edus with Levi, because that's klo, one of them is a liar. But Reuven and Shimon are acceptable in all Eidah Sheba Torah, and Levi Yehuda are acceptable in Eidah Sheba Torah. Because even though I know that one cat is possible, but each cat you stole in the Cheskes Kashrus. They were kosher till now, right to kosher. So, one, my Chazok is not, I don't have to reckon with Levi Yehuda, because I'm Mechabed Reuven and Shimon for Eidah. So, Memele, it's a Zubob of Neyat Mide, Zubob of Neyat Mide. One man, the Yom says, Bahadi Sadi Shaki Lomeli. No, forget. Since we know one is Zich Apostle, so forget. We have a Taruvis of two Kitas and one is Zich Apostle, so don't use any of them. So, Memele, they're all Apostle. So now, Zomarad Meisa Meinik. So now we have here, the Mishnah says, the Baraisa said, Echadoy Megimel, Echadoy Mehei. We have two eid echos. One says gimel and one says hey. Eid do some betela, abo mitzvah from leid esacheres. Mitzvah from leid esacheres. So if you hold, you shall each one on chazoke. So it's very good mitzvah from leid esacheres. Reuven you could use for leid esacheres. Shimon you could use for leid esacheres. Each one is kosher. Each one is a cheskes kosher. But what if you hold that b'hadi sadi shaki lomuli? So what is p'sham the Mishnah b'tzaf made sachet? That is the problem. Now let us see Taisus. The man the yom bebeis kitiyei the makhishim zu as zu zu bob of neyatz mamide be zu bob of neyatz mamide neichet. The mitzvah laid this moment. The mitzvah laid this moment. Each one is kosher. Ah, volamad yom abadi sadi shakri lomuli. Haich mitzvah l'shum edus afilu edus achaydish. How could you use them? Lekach dochach bekuntris leforish echad me mitzparef im acher sheyeme kemoise. That means as follows. Reuven says there was 3 mardeish. Shimon says there was 5 mardeish. So basher usham each one is possible. That's for sure. Aber, what'll be if we'll find another aid that'll come and say 3 mardeish? So then now, achay noidad over. So you have 2 aidim that say 3 mardeish. 1 aid says 5 mardeish. So if we can, it's chachav kenegetrei is gonish. So then Reuven is kosher. That is pshat in the Mishnah. L'chak dochak bekuntus leforish. Ech me mitzvahim acha, sheyoyma kemoisoi, ve'edu shalchoydish zahari. What the same. Before he was together with him, so we made it short. It was no good. But now we made it starif in Macherim. The Nas Eidus Acheres. So Taisus is very interesting. Taisus says Lekach Dochak Bekuntris. But Taisus says it's a Gemara. Vachim Meforash La Beed Yebesev Perikol Nishboim. It's the Gemara Zakasha. Mishum Dahav. And the Gemara says this Pshat. Mishum Dahav Leichad Vein Dvorim Shalchad Bemokim Shnayim.